We're in Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin. Sevala, b'chol makom, imrov ha-gesham metashtem ha-karko, monom ha-charesha, masriyin u-mevachim rachman. In any place, even in, as the Mishnah Berurah says, a land with a lot of mountains, where normally a lot of rain is good for it, still, if the rain causes the ground to worsen, and it causes the maharesha that you're not able to plow or anything like that, so then, even because of too much rain, we cry out to Hashem, we ask for Rachmim to stop the rain. We already discussed earlier about if there was too much rain in Eretz Yisrael, what do we do? If it's so bad that there's no time to have a Monday, Thursday, Monday, or anything like that, then we don't have the Tzibur fast for this. Because since the Tzibur can't fast every day, and we don't place a Gzera on the Tzibur that they can't handle, and doing Monday, Thursday, Monday won't help, so instead we don't have fast at all. Rather, we blow shofar every day, and it's enough to call out to Hashem. If there are individuals who want to fast, they're allowed to. Anenu, during the Hasra B'Peh, which is, as Mishnah Berurah explains, they used to say Anenu, Avinu, Anenu, Anenu, etc., with Aleph, Beis, Gimel, after the davening, you would say, Yihi Ratzon L'Fanech Hashem L'Kenu V'Klei V'Seinu, Sheyishbechu Yichbashu Rachamech Z'Kaschav Yigolu Rachamech Midosach V'Tisnagim B'Nechav Midas Aracham Sikanes Al Mifnei Mishur Esadinu V'Tuvcha Agad Arachem Elahem She'en Peranes Bala Olam Al Shal Yisrael V'Heim Amcham Menachas Chazhez Amerit Strem Deini Michon L'Kabal Lo Ra'a V'Lo Rav Tova Hishbata Aleim Rov Tova Eini Michon L'Kabal Ka'as Aleim Eini Michon L'Kabal Yiratzon She'ei Revach Bo'olam Ezkor Rachamecha. This whole long Yiratzon, Darkei Moshe writes that we don't do this Anenu after davening anymore. We say that Anenu during Shema Kolenu, so you could say that Yehi Ratzon then. Just as the Tzibur fasts and davens for their own sorrows, so to every individual is allowed to fast on their own sorrow which they experience. If someone has a sick person in their family, or Toba Midbar, or Chavash Beis HaAsurim, or they're lost in the desert, or they're in jail, Yeshul Lissano Silvakesh Racham Saniso, they should fast and daven to Hashem. Velo Yisano B'Shabbos Umoy, Chanukah Purim, Rosh Chodesh, but they should not fast on Shabbos, or a Yantif, or a Cholamoid, or Chanukah, or Purim, or Rosh Chodesh. Again, the whole idea is, as Mishnah Berurah explained, since the tainus is part of the tshuva process, so every individual is allowed to do it for themselves, and they should do so, and they could even do it on a lesser tzara than is required for a tainus tzibur. An individual could take a tainus upon themselves, even for something less. And in terms of not fasting on Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, etc., we already saw earlier the discussion, there's a difference if you accept it upon yourself as neder, or just as a regular kabbalah, in which case, whether you would need a hataras nedarim before these days or not. You know that the last seven fasts are special fasts that even start from the evening, and they have special davening also, and this is the set davening. We take the aron with the Torah in it out into the street of the city. The Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons based on the Gemara. Either so that we are mevaza in farhesia, so that we feel embarrassment in public that we're bringing out the Sefer Torah, or to show that just as we are having a gullus from the shul, so too we feel the gullus, and it should be mechaper, it should be a form of tshuva. Those are the two reasons. And the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the second reason, where it's just for gullus, so then even if the town won't allow you to go out to daven in the street for whatever reason, you should still go into another house to daven instead of staying in the shul, because that acts as gullus, even though it does not act as embarrassment for the people. Once you've taken it out into the city, everybody gathers together into the street of the main street of the city, and they wear sakim, they wear sackcloth, menosim efer mikla, they put ashes, algabe ateva, on the aron, vagabe sefer Torah, kede lahagdala b'chil achnia libam, so that'll make them feel worse. Look, there are ashes on the sefer Torah, look how horrible this is. Vechamin amnota la efer menosim rosh anasi, one person puts the ashes on the head of the nasi, and the rosh of the abbezdin, v'bakal manachas tfilin, kede sheikama v'yashuvu, so that they will be embarrassed and do tshuva, v'cholecha v'echa nota v'nosim b'rosho, and everybody puts ashes on their own head. And then we stand up an elderly, knowledgeable person in front of us. If there was not such a person who was elderly and smart, then just a chacham is enough. If you don't have an elderly person or a knowledgeable person, at least it should be a person of stature. He gives them mussar. He says, these actions are not what cause HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to do tshuva and accept our tshuva. Rather, it's tshuva itself and doing good deeds. It doesn't say Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. He saw their actions. He gives them all of this mussar to cause them to do tshuva. After they finish the different mussar, they get up to daven. You put up an appropriate shliach tzibur who's able to lead the tzibur on such a day.